So we're gonna take some stirs.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Before to enter in the building, I have to explain that at the end of the 19th century, when we built all these new houses, new streets in Outremeuse, the university take the opportunity and take a lot of space here to build new laboratories here. Because they understand at the end of the 19th century that we cannot study the science only the theory. They understand that they need laboratories and places to understand the science. So they created an observatory in Coete and a botanical science institute. It's in the botanic garden now. Also zoological institute. We're gonna see it together after. And this one is the Anatomy Institute.
Okay.
It was built in an architecture called Neo-Gothic architecture, where they try to imitate the medieval architecture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that kind of building, there is big doors with a metal structure on it to keep all the wood pieces together. So we can come more close and touch. And so inside this Anatomy Institute, they built at that time, at the end of the 19th century, an anatomy dissection room. And that dissection room is very rare now in Europe. But we kept it. We kept one here in Liège, so it's a really a good thing that we kept it to see how was the science studies at the end of the 19th century. So it was in 1880 when they built it.
Yeah.
So something like almost 150 years ago. So it's. We're gonna go inside. There is some stairs. If
we can get inside.
If we can get inside.
That's all right. We're gonna go inside.
Merci. Attention, c'est la montée.
Okay.
So we are in this very special room, classroom. It's an amphitheater for dissection. And you can touch this stone table here. It was to put the bodies to cut it, and to show it to the students. And the stone, it's not flat. It's a little bit curved to take the fluids to a hole here. Yeah. So here is a hole for all the fluids of the bodies.
Which contains blood as well, I suppose.
Yeah, blood and other things, I don't know. I'm not...
You never saw it yourself.
Yeah. And this table can turn on itself.
Wow.
Yeah, you see?
Wow, you can really feel it moving.
And it's to show all the angles of the body for all the students. And... The amphitheater, it's not an amphitheater where the students are sit on a chair.
Yeah.
It's to stand up.
Yeah.
I can go on the first floor, but you can not go there because it's forbidden.
Okay.
But I can go there just to show that it's very steep. It's
okay.
Very steep because all the people were standing there. And it's for 100 people, so it's very high, very steep, and it's everything is in wood, so it's very old. And
okay.
And you can hear that. You can stop there.
Yeah.
I'm just behind you.
I try to understand why like
so
why
the teacher is around the table,
yeah,
and all the students are here, so you are a student, I'm a student.
Ah, okay.
And there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 floors,
seven.
And it's very steep. You can hear that I'm just above you here,
yeah,
on the first floor. So it's very steep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these stairs where you on, that's like basically where the students can watch,
yeah,
and then there, the table, there they do all the, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can still see on the little table for the students, some signatures,
yeah,
of some students from the 19th century who put their names.
Writing Janopoulos.
Yeah, engraving it on the wood.
Yeah.
So it's a very special place.
Sword.
Okay. But they don't use it anymore.
No, they don't use it because
it's done.
It's too old now. We cannot make dissections on the stone like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's more in hospitals they do that.
Yeah.
And now
before,
the anatomy science of the university is not in this building, it's in another building.
Okay.
But we have this well-preserved room here, and it's a chance for the university. A lot of people comes here to study the architecture of the science. So you can go out. And we can go the same way to go back outside.
Okay.